As relations between the United States and Cuba continue to thaw, several grassroots groups are continuing to work to improve citizens' lives on the island nation, and an event today in Carbondale will provide a close look at daily life in Cuba. And I recently talked to a member of one of those groups involved in bringing one of the Caravanistas to Carbondale.
Luis Barrios is a PhD. He's a Episcopalian priest. He's bringing his five-year-old daughter, as a matter of fact, on this trip.
That's Georgianne Hartzog, a member of the Peace Coalition of Southern Illinois, one of two groups bringing Father Luis Barrios to Carbondale's Unitarian Fellowship for a talk about Cuba.
He's just got many interests, many experiences to share with us, and be especially interested to hear about his experience with Cuba.
Father Barrios is actually a last-minute substitution for this tour.
Most interestingly, we had originally expected another staff person from Pastors for Peace, Manolo de los Santos, to come. And at the last minute, that got changed because Manolo ended up being invited to meet the Pope in Bolivia.
The Pastors for Peace Friendshipment Caravan to Cuba talk begins at 5 p.m. today with music from the local Latin group Hot Sauce. And then Dr. Barrios will speak at 6.
This event, Pastors for Peace Friendshipment Caravan to Cuba, is being sponsored by the Peace Coalition of Southern Illinois, and I'm a member of the Peace Coalition, and we're also aided in that effort by the Social Action Committee of the Carbondale Unitarian Fellowship.
These Caravanistas want to help the ordinary citizens.
These are some people who believe that the embargo on Cuba is illegal and immoral, and so they collect goods from citizens around the country, Canada, and actually around the world, and take them to Cuba.
Before Dr. Barrios speaks, the Unitarian Church will feature Latin music and food.
And then at 6 p.m. we'll be serving a Cuban-inspired dinner, and then the Caravanistas, led by Luis Barrios, will be talking to us about Cuba and about their experiences and what they're looking forward to doing.
For WSIU News, I'm Kevin Boucher.